This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. And again, we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are in our 21-day prophetic gathering, and this is day number 6. And yes, I am still pumped. I am still excited that we are 6 days into a brand new year. So this is Early Morning Empowerment for Saturday, January 6th, 2018. That sounds really good in my spirit. I am so glad that you are here and that we have gathered together in this community where we are dedicated to delivering personal, spiritual, and professional empowerment to those of like precious faith. So with that being said, let's prepare our hearts and our mind to dive in this morning. And let's take a good, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, it is so important that we bring ourselves present right here, right now. This is a sacred moment. This is your defining moment. And yes, this is a miracle moment for you, beloved. Next, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we're so aware to take these good, healing, deep breaths in, we're sending a signal to every cell in our body to just relax, to just rest, and to be still. And that is the place of power. So as we sit in this divine moment, this sacred moment, we are so aware. We are fully awake. We're fully alert. We're fully conscious. We put aside that 21st century spirit of multitasking and we come present right here, right now. One more healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as you sit in this sacred moment, I want you to turn your attention and your focus inward. Let's tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God that resides within us. And today we're so thankful and so grateful for everything that has been given to us. We're so thankful for this kingdom. The kingdom is the place where the king dwells. And we're so happy for everything that flows out of the kingdom of God. It flows from without our divine spirit. And we're so thankful for another day, for another opportunity. And today I pray for each and everyone that is gathered in this virtual community. As we touch heart to heart and breast to breast, we pray for your divine health. We pray that you are healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We thank you that healing is your portion. It is the children's bread. And we thank you for divine health as we are stepping into the energy that's released for this year of health, wellness, and well-being. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to release what is on the heart and mind of God. And it is so. One more healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want to just say again, for those of you just joining us, welcome to day number 6 of early morning empowerment. We're in our 21-day prophetic gathering, and we're so happy that you counted it not robbery on a Saturday morning. This is part of the consecration. This is part of the discipline that you want to engage in to just set yourself up, because I promise you, if you flow with me, you're going to set yourself up for a very successful 2018. And I'm not just saying that, I'm saying it because I know it. If you know me, I don't believe in fluff and stuff, tricks and gimmick. I believe the power of God is enough, and we don't have to hype you or get you emotional. We just want to release the truth with a capital T of what is happening in the realm of the spirit this year. So we laid a strong foundation this entire week about 2018, what's been activated, what's being released, because it's not enough to physically be here. Because just because you physically stepped over doesn't mean that you are tapped into the spirit and the energy and the power of what's being released. It's only when you tap into that that you can truly say you are in 2018. So all the recordings for early morning empowerment, all the archives are there from previous years of early morning empowerment. All the recordings from this 21 day will be in the empowerment inner circle. And so I want you to write that down. It's brand new. We've revamped it. We've refreshed it for 2018. So there are many free gifts over there, many action sheets, other items and notes. The Global Empowerment Connection is there as well, that we do on Sunday morning. So if that's something that you're interested in and you want to go back and listen or download any of these, you can find all of that information over at ElonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. That's ElonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. And we also have a private Facebook book that's connected to that Empowerment Circle, where we show up live and we get to talk and I answer your questions and give you some one-on-one coaching and mentoring around the things that we are setting up in early morning empowerment. So again, I'm so excited about where we're going. All right, we're going to go ahead and dive in. And today we're going into part two of what it really takes to fuel divine vision. Yesterday, we laid the foundation of talking about the five major vision blockers. The five major vision blockers, and we went into that in detail, and you can get the replay of that in the Empowerment Circle. But I'm just going to recap a little bit so that we could go on and lay down today's teaching. So when we talk about coming into 2018, and there was so much that was released this week in terms of what's happening this year, what this year represents, and how 2018 brings us to the power number 11. And God is a God of numbers. Everything God does, He attaches a number to it. Numbers are sacred to God. So, no, we're not into numerology, but God is a God of numbers. And so when we come to this powerful year of 2018, knowing that 11 is a master number, we said that there were so many things that was activated because we are over into this threshold. But what I want you to know today, beloved, is that there is a portal that has been opened in the realm of the spirit for you. And you must step over and claim access into this next realm, this next dimension. You see, when you don't spiritually tap in, when your spirit man, your God self, the part of you that's like God, does not tap into where God is, you don't reap the benefits of what's been released for you. And a lot of times, like I said, it's not a devil, it's not a demon, you're not in warfare, it's not any of that, other than you're not in divine alignment. There's only one voice in the spirit When the Holy Spirit speaks, there's one voice. And when you're tapped in, you're going to hear it. So we're all saying the same thing. All of the prophets and the intuitive people and the people of wisdom, we're all saying the same thing. Why? Because there's only one voice in the Spirit. We may not use the same exact words, word for word. See, that's how you know you have to hear what the Spirit is saying, because you have to tap into the essence of what is being released. And so this is a season for you to have your inner self, your inner teacher, your inner guidance system activated like never before. And I'm telling you, what we will experience is similar to what they experienced in Israel when they were down in Egypt. And it doesn't matter if what's going on in the world around you. I want you to know that. You have to see yourself as a supernatural being that's in a supernatural realm, because everything that is natural is spiritual first. And when Israel was in Egypt and when it was time for those plagues to be released, they were in the same environment. They were in the same location. But one group was experiencing one thing, right? Come on, follow me here now. And the other group experienced something totally different. While Egypt was being plagued and being cursed, Israel was not experiencing the same thing. They saw, watch this now, they saw the effects of what was going on, but it did not affect them. They saw the effects of what was going on, but it did not affect them. Why? Because they were tapped into another realm. So as we prepare to set up going through laying these foundations, and again, go to the IlonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle, because all of these recordings are there, notes are there, everything that's going to help you to really stay focused, be clear, and move forward for 2018. And it's all about staying divinely connected and being tapped in to where God is, which is the kingdom. And that's that rich inner life. And the kingdom dwells within you. So unless you're tapped in, you will become fearful. You will be afraid. You will be insecure. You will feel inadequate and intimidated. And you will compare yourself. We talked about those yesterday, those five vision blockers, right? Because you're not tapped in. We could be in the same environment, in the same country, have the same government, but experience something totally different because we are connected to another kingdom. Jesus the Christ was recorded as saying, "My kingdom is not of this world." So regardless to what's going on in the natural, when we are tapped in, that's the only way you're going to receive the benefits. It doesn't matter what prophet releases a word from God. It doesn't matter who you are connected to. If you yourself do not divinely align and connect your spirit with that divine move of God, you will not reap the benefits. That is why sometimes you feel like the prophetic words spoken over your life, that they're being held hostage, or you don't know what the issue is because you can't seem to get the result of what was being spoken. You must bring yourself into agreement and alignment with what is being released. So with that being said, I want to look at the power of fueling your divine vision. Well, number one, the first thing that has to happen when we talk about vision, we talked yesterday about that awareness, tapping into a spirit of awareness first of your environment and what's going on around you, who you're connected to, because all of that is showing you what's going on inside, right? So that is the first thing that you want to make sure, that you are activated the spirit of awareness so that you are very aware of what you are connected to and what you are producing. This is not the season to just be somewhere and being connected to people just for the sake of saying I'm in a group or I have a church home or whatever the case may be. And I'm not advocating church hopping or anything like that, because there's some really good ministries out there that's really doing a lot to empower people. But at the same time, the day for games, it's just over. Absolutely 100% over. The people are not standing for it. And I always said this, I used to say to my people at New Life that, you know, I know that you can see. I know you can see me like I see you. I can just see you a little bit better because of the giftings that I have. But people sitting in the pews, they can see. And it's time out for staying somewhere just to be somewhere where you know you're sitting there dying and something is not in alignment. So we want you to activate the spirit of awareness, because I want to say this again because this is very important. What you're looking at on the outside is a divine reflection of what you are thinking, feeling, and believing inwardly. Because it's an inner, outer dimension that we're connected to. What you're seeing outside is first taking place inside. That is why you cannot blame anyone. Come out of the blame game. Even the people that you're connected to, like I said yesterday, their version of you. So you just can't sit around and judge everyone else and think that you're not connected or you're not a part of what you're judging. You are. And because everyone that you are connected to on that kind of level that you are running with, that you're with every day or every week, is a reflection of you as well. That goes for your work environment, your church environment, your home environment, in your community. All of that is a vibrational frequency that you are on the same dial with, all right? So, number two, once you activate the spirit of awareness, then an awakening takes place. An awakening takes place when you realize from deep within, not from a judgmental perspective, looking at everything outwardly and judging, but when an awakening begins to take place, you start waking up and all of a sudden now you hear something different, you see something different, you understand differently, and you start believing differently. And when you start believing differently, you can take a different action. So as we prepare to go into next week, we're going to start next week going another level deeper, activating what needs to be activated so that you can come into this awakening in greater measure so that clarity will come. Some of you need one-on-one personal help. You just do. You just need somebody walking through with you one-on-one, step by step, helping you really move past the pitfalls, right? So when you activate the awakening, or an awakening begins to happen in your inner man, the awakening happens in your inner man, you start seeing different, understanding different, believing different, taking different action, and that is when you're going to see different results. And so when we talk about your vision, when you are tapped in and you start awakening and you start waking up, you start hearing differently from within. All of a sudden, you were going in one direction, you're going to go in another. Now this year, this powerful year of 2018, I shared with you, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday, that this is a year that you're going to have to remain fluid, pliable, meaning you're going to have to be able to shift at a moment's notice. There is something that we talk about in the course called the holy instant that I love. And in church, we call it the difference between being fully tapped in or being in the spirit. So when we talk about the holy instant, what I'm so excited about with this is that a holy instant is that moment any moment that you decide to shift and take that healing deep breath in, calm down, relax, and tap in that instant, you can shift out of any mindset. You can shift out of any area of frustration and defeat. You can shift out of anything that has you in misalignment and become divinely aligned. I love it. And so that's one of the things I want you to practice. We're going to talk about how to quickly tap in. My life was revolutionized when God started dealing with me on how to just step in. Where, you know, and there's nothing wrong with praying and tarrying in the spirit, but that's just one way of getting in. But once you are exercising, you know what that realm is, you can quickly get there. That is why I'm such a proponent of taking those healing deep breaths, you know, and that's not a breath up in your chest. It's deep from within your diaphragm area. And that, when you take God's oxygen in, that prana, that chi, that the Japanese call it chi, the Indians call it prana, I believe. But when you take in that oxygen on that level, you're taking in God's substance. You're taking in life-giving, life-suspending source. We don't understand what all happens when we breathe that in, but it begins to fuel our cells. It starts rearranging cells. It starts sending different messages. It sends a message throughout everything in your body to calm down. It sends a message and says everything's okay. It'll bring your blood pressure down. It'll bring your heart rate down. It'll start regulating things in your body. And it is in that state that you begin to tap in to the realm of the spirit. And in that instance, you shifted out of where you were into where you need to be for your miracles to happen. And it is that simple. And I love to note the fact that we can come to this space over and over again and reset our mindset at any given time. And the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And the more you practice it, the longer you live out of that realm. This is how you get to live out of your rich inner life, out of the kingdom of God that is within. I am so happy that Jesus the Christ recorded in Luke that the kingdom of God is within you. It's without and it's within, but it is in a supernatural dimension. It's in an unseen realm. So the kingdom of God is not, a physical city so much. It is a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It's a state of being. I want you to write that down. It is a spiritual state of being. So Jesus the Christ said it's not a physical location where somebody could say, come over here, come over there. But the kingdom of God is within you and it's all around you. So as you learn how to practice tapping in to the sacred space within, that is connected to the kingdom of God without. It's connected to whatever you believe is in heaven, whatever you believe the throne room is. All of that is connected and it resides within you. So that is one of the major milestones I want you to achieve this year, is how to tap in and have a consciousness, have a conscious awareness that your spirit man, that on the inside, your God self, the place where the Holy Spirit dwells within, that is connected to the kingdom of God, the power, the presence of God that's all around, that supernatural realm that's all around, that invisible, unseen realm that's everywhere. You're connected to it. It's the same thing that's within your spirit. It's the same thing that is in heaven. It's the same thing that's in the throne room. It's the same thing that's behind the veil. So when you become aware, when you have a conscious awareness that you're one, this is why we are one with the Father. That is why Jesus the Christ said, Father, I pray that they will become one as we are one. That is why you will hear me often make the declaration, I am one with the Father. As he is above, so am I right here, right now. And when you have a conscious awareness of that power, the clarity is going to come. Then you will begin to start trusting what you're seeing inside, what you're hearing inside, what you're feeling inside. And when you start being conscious of that, that is when the inspiration comes. And inspiration simply means God breathed. Then you will become inspired to take authentic action. And that is what's position that you will flow from this year, working from the inside out. So when you go through this awakening process, and this is a big deal, and there are many levels in this awakening process, right? But when this process begins and you start awakening, that means that you're living from the inside out rather than from the outside in. You don't let everything from the outside affect you. See, when you're still just in a level of awareness, and you're looking at everything around you, which is good, but you must move from there, because in awareness, you're still allowing on that first level of awareness, you're still allowing everything from the outside to affect you. You still think that you are connected to what's outside. In other words, you believe that people have power over you. You believe the devil have power over you. You believe that somebody can look at you the wrong way and cause something to go wrong for you. No, you must shift from living that way, thinking that it's always a witch, a warlock, a devil, a demon, your boss, you know, your parents, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother. Someone is always responsible for what's happening. No, you are the one that is all powerful, beloved. Because Jesus the Christ says, I give you this power. I give you this power over the enemy. So it is not until you become awakened that you start hearing deep within your spirit, and then desire begins to be born. And so clarity is king. You always hear me say that. Clarity is king. And we're going to make sure that you come into clarity, because trust me when I tell you, it's not all that deep. Your vision, your dream, what you're here to do, what your purpose is, what you're called to do is not that complicated. It's not that deep. It's talking to you all the time. So again, if you go to ElonaSanders.com/ADP for Awaken Divine Purpose, ADP, you'll find that a lot of my URLs will just have some initials after the /, because I try to keep the URL short, right? So for Awaken Divine Purpose, download that cheat sheet. It'll also be in the Empowerment Inner Circle. Download that cheat sheet, that action guide, and start getting clear. Start listening to the desire, right? So the third part of fueling divine vision is to tap into desire. To not be afraid to listen to what your heart is saying you want in this season. What I've noticed is that I manifest miracles every day. So do you. You may not be aware of it. But I'm conscious and I'm aware of every miracle that is manifesting for me on a daily basis. And we're going to talk a lot about how to really position yourself to have miracles manifest. But the miracles that manifest the quickest, the easiest, and as the Course in Miracles says, there's really no order of difficulty and miracles. One is not harder or bigger than the other. All expressions of love is maximal. But you have to be in that position deep within your spirit to be able to hear, to see, and to take inspired action. I notice that when I'm flowing out of that realm, the things that I desire, but I have non-attachment, I'm not attached to it, those things manifest quickly. It blows my mind how quickly things can manifest. And remember, there's no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than the other. Miracles are all the same. When you believe, you believe. And you are going to position yourself in 2018 to believe in a whole different way. And when you tap into desire, when you start meditating on that desire, allow yourself to start dreaming again. Key number four, you're going to birth the ability to be able to dream. Know it's your dream. Know that the dream is from God. Know that it's okay for you to dream it. And then believe that you can have what it is you're dreaming about and learn how to take authentic, inspired action. That's how you're going to get the quick results. And number five, when you start dreaming and you start taking that authentic, inspired action, then your vision is activated. So as we're going through these steps, this is what the writer of Habakkuk meant, I believe, when he says, although the vision tarry, wait for it. Not that you're waiting for it to come from outside, but your spirit man within is awakening. Your desire is coming to the forefront. You're dreaming about those desires using your divine imagination that God gave you. And if you can dream it, if you can see it, the moment you see it within, that is an indication that you can have it, that you can achieve it, that it's already done. It exists in another realm, but it's already yours, right? So to fuel divine vision, we know about the five vision blockers. And we know about the five activating tools that we need: awareness, awakening, desire, dreaming, and then taking that authentic, inspired action to fuel and activate your vision. So we're going to make sure that you have clarity. Download the cheat sheet, start working on it, write in your journal, however you want to do it, but let's get clear. And we're going to talk about how to really get clear and zero in on your vision. All right, so I'm going to release you today. Don't forget, the Empowerment Inner Circle is ready. Go to ilonasanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. All of the replays are there. The notes are there. Cheat sheets are there. Early Morning Empowerment is there. I mean, all the way back from 2010 when we first started. The Best is there. Not only that, in that Empowerment Circle, all the products that we made of our best early morning empowerments, the Year of Favor, and how to come in divine balance and have soul peace, all of those are there for you. And we are constantly refreshing and uploading everything for you. All right, beloved, we will be in the Global Empowerment Community tomorrow at 10 a.m. for day number 8 of this 21-day prophetic encounter, and we have something awesome to release for you. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.